Your voice is needed come March 21st, 12 to 1:30 p.m. at the JW Marriott. It's the annual Open Circle fundraising luncheon supporting our YWCA West Central Michigan, led by Cherise Mitchell. Oh, she's in the house. Cherise, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning to you. Brian Houck, board member, YWCA West Central Michigan. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
Thank you. Okay, Cherise, another party planned for your March 21st. We'll give all the details, and I know this is an important and necessary party, and I guess I'll ask you why. Why does the YWCA West Central Michigan need this fundraising luncheon?
We need to have the community to support the work of the YWCA, which is dedicated to eliminating racism, addressing issues of domestic and sexual violence, and empowering women and girls, and just creating a community of justice and dignity for everyone.
Tell me more about the YWCA. Where are you located?
We are located at 25 Sheldon, just corner of Sheldon and Weston.
And you serve West Central Michigan.
We do. There are five YWCAs in the state of Michigan, and we serve greater Kent County and surrounding communities.
And the way that you serve, can you summarize?
Can I summarize? Mm-hmm. We have a variety of programs and services, including a 24-hour helpline, counseling and transitional and supportive housing services, therapy for child sexual abuse survivors, our nurse examiner program, which provides medical forensic exams for children and adolescent and adult survivors of sexual assault, and programs such as Safe Connections, which is supervised parenting time, men choosing alternatives to violence, and basically an array of programs and services and intervention and prevention for domestic and sexual violence.
Brian, what brought you to the boardroom?
Well, I started with a tour of the YWCA because I was looking for ways to serve in the community, and I learned to swim at a YWCA, so I thought I'd see a version of the YMCA, and that's not what it is. And what intrigued me, not only that, but what intrigued me is the amazing work that they do. The service that they provide to victims of sexual assault and domestic violence are fantastic. I've learned by being on the board that it's actually world class. There are people that travel from other parts of the country to actually study what the YW does here in Grand Rapids. And unfortunately, it's the best kept secret that we've got in Grand Rapids. And that's why I'm on the board. I want to help people understand that this is a fantastic thing, and more people need to know about it.
For that, let's make sure West Michigan knows by continuing our conversation. March 21st from noon to 1:30, Open Circle Fundraising Luncheon at the JW. Cherise, tell me about your featured speaker.
Our featured speaker is Tony Porter, who is a founder and CEO of a group called A Call to Men. And his purpose really is bringing attention to the role that men play in ending violence against women, because this is a universal challenge and problem, and we all need to be kind of in the same boat, rowing in the same direction.
Yes. Looks like he has consulted for the NFL, the U.S. Army, Law and Order, SVU, and he's got a TED Talk out there, right?
He does. It's a very powerful message about how we socialize men from very early, much as we socialize young women in very specific gender roles, and how that can be damaging to raising people who are empathetic and really connect with each other and respect one another.
This has been an interesting past year, the hashtag MeToo movement happening. Many are paying attention, and it's a pivotal time. How will this luncheon be the same, different? I mean, this will be all about the real action you want your attendees to take?
I think that's exactly right. And having people in a space where they can say there's energy, I want to play a role, I just don't necessarily know what to do. People walking out in solidarity with a sense of commitment to the issue, and again, really engaging men in the conversation.
Yeah, let's talk. I'm going to turn to you, Brian. Talk about the men. The mattering. Why does it matter that everyone, and we'll say particularly men, get involved in this work?
Well, frankly, I've always considered myself to be a fairly progressive male. And before getting involved in the YWCA, I really had no idea just to what extent survivors, the struggle that survivors face, even just in getting out of an abusive relationship. Now there's a wide range of cases of domestic violence, but it's one of the few crimes in the United States that I think we first look at the victim and we question the victim. For example, if I were to tell you that my, you know, two guys broke into my house, the first questions people ask would be, who broke in? What'd they take? Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. No one's going to ask me, geez, Brian, what kind of locks do you have on your house? And did you have a security light on? Because that might have been why they broke into your house. Or maybe it's because, you know, you painted your front door last summer. That might be why they broke into your house. You were attracting a lot of attention to that house. And it would be absurd to do that. But that's exactly what we do in cases of domestic violence. And I'm horrified as I learn more about it to see just what we do to people who step forward as victims.
As board member and with your passion, talk about helping others make be made aware. Do you have a way you're doing this?
Well, I have a very sophisticated method. I tell people the W means without a pool, and that usually starts the conversation. but in all seriousness, it is a tough subject to talk about. It's not something. It's one of those things that makes people kind of wiggle in their seat a little bit and get uncomfortable. And so it is a thing that is difficult to talk about, but nonetheless needs to be. And it's interesting in the past year with the developments that have happened in the media to see all this come to the forefront and to become part of the mainstream conversation, which is a good thing.
Charisse, how will Wednesday, March 21st work?
Well, there are a number of seats still available for people to reserve, so they can contact the YWCA for information about that. But it's a luncheon with Tony speaking and an opportunity to engage and talk about and ask questions about what we can do in our own communities to support victims of domestic and sexual violence and prevent it from happening in the first place.
Yes. Will there be any testimonies presented?
We will have an opportunity to hear voices of survivors through video as well as just engaged conversation. But our featured speaker, Tony Porter, will definitely be talking about how we can connect, engage, and take action in our own communities in our own way.
Yes. And again, reserving seats. And this is a tradition. Guests are expected to make a donation.
Absolutely. It's part of a proud tradition to have not just engagement in terms of education and opportunity, but you have a chance to invest in the future of the YWCA. So we do encourage and ask people to consider a $100 donation.
Yes, again, those funds going right to work, most likely being at work right now. What do you need? We've got the treasures, the talents. What kind of time do you need from your community as well?
Well, one of our signature programs is our nurse examiner program. So we are always in search of people who are willing to be victim advocates and support them when they are coming in for a nurse examiner program. And those are all community volunteers. So assistance in that is really crucial. And just there are ways to connect on our website. And if there are ways that people want to give their time, talents, and treasure, we want to hear about it and create that opportunity for them.
And if there is an emergency in a home, whether it the man or the woman needs to make a call for safety, is there a hotline? Yes,
there absolutely is. Our 24-hour helpline is 454-9922. Mm-hmm. An easy way to remember it, 454-YWCA.
Yes. What else would you like to share, Brian?
I just think if anyone listening is not familiar with the YWCA and our efforts and is interested in it, this is going to be a fantastic opportunity to come down and really immerse yourself in it. And if, for example, you work downtown and want to bring your office staff with you, I think that would be a fantastic way to do it. So March 21st, just noon to 1:30, we're very prompt about getting our meetings wrapped up on time, so you don't have to worry about that. But I think it would be an excellent investment of time.
Have your speech written yet, Charisse?
Not yet, but I'll have it ready, and then our staff will make sure I say the right thing at the right time.
It'll come from your heart, and it'll be stellar. Tony Porter, an author and activist who is the CEO of A Call to Men, will be your featured speaker. One more time, last words from you, Charisse Mitchell.
Anyone who needs assistance or wants information about the YW, know that we are there to help 24/7 and offer a listening ear and support. And please come to Open Circle.
Great. March 21st, noon to 1:30 at the beautiful JW Marriott, right? Yes. Thanks for what you both do for our community, Brian Houck and Charisse Mitchell. Take care.
Thank you. Okay.